The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip. I'm going to call this fit tip running tip number one, because I know I'm going to do a handful of these running tips. This one also applies to walkers to some extent, but I'm going to say runners for the most part. I may occasionally throw in walkers, the term, but know that it applies to you as well. And this fit tip applies to those of you who run outside. And the tip is why you should run on the shoulder. And by shoulder, I mean the grass, the sand, when that is available to you and you are outside logging miles on the road, why you should occasionally run on the soft stuff. And the first reason, probably obvious to most people, right? It is to decrease the impact forces. So when you run on roads, hard surface, and I have to say that that is good and bad. So, and even bad, as I say that out loud, it's not bad. It's challenging. You got to be careful. As with anything in health and wellness and nutrition, moderation. So I have logged a crazy number of miles. I am 51, turning 52, have done marathons, ultra marathons, triathlons. I spent years as a trainer just running with clients for many years as well, certain clients. So I have spent a great deal of time on the roads. I'm injury free. And this is one reason. Amongst many, and there's never one silver bullet. So there's strength training, there's moderation, there's periodization, and there's this. Every now and again, when I'm out running, and that could be a 3-mile run, it could be a 13-mile run, I'm going back and forth from the road to the grass, from the road to the dirt. And there are four main reasons you should do this. And again, the first one, obvious, decreased impact forces. Yes, the road is hard. So by giving your lower body a break every now and again, that's a good thing. But the impact forces are also good for us, right? Runners have a lower incidence of osteoarthritis, contrary to what most people believe. And I've done many shows on that, talked about that. So yes, we want impact forces to strengthen our bones and do other good things for our bodies. You know, one of the worst things you can do is be sedentary. You know, just finished a whole course on brain and behavior in the extremes, Harvard Extension School. Amazing. Taught by a NASA Russian scientist. And what is the worst thing for your body in space? It's the lack of impact. It's the lack of walking, of gravity. And if you want to know, you know, how the body works, you always look at the extremes. So yes, impact forces are good for us, but to a point, like anything else. So first and foremost, we switch from the road to the grass, to the sand, to the softer stuff when available to decrease the impact forces, to give our body a break. Too much of anything, I don't care how good it is for you, is going to be problematic. But I have to qualify this also by saying if you're training for a 5K, a half marathon, a marathon that is going to be predominantly on the roads, then of course you want to spend time on the road as well. But that doesn't mean you can't give your body a break, especially if you're training for a longer distance event. So decreased impact forces, obvious first reason why you should periodically run on the shoulder. Number two, unstable terrain. That's a good thing. You know, roads are generally flat and smooth, depends on where you are as well. But when you run on unstable terrain, you're working on balance. And we can call it functional balance if you want. You're moving and you are on unstable ground. You are working on your balance, your coordination. You are working on more core muscle recruitment and engagement. Whenever you go unstable with exercise, with cardiovascular exercise, that is changing the demands on the body. And that's a good thing. And again, when you go periodically, even better, right? You're adding in these elements. You're not doing one thing exclusively. So that functional balance, valuable, valuable. And with the unstable terrain comes the potential for burning more calories. Obviously, it depends on the terrain, but because you are recruiting more muscles, because you are less efficient, that means more calories burned. So decreased impact forces, unstable terrain. Number three, this is a huge one that I'm sure many of you have no idea about. This helps you to avoid a leg length issue. What do I mean by that? If you run against traffic, and you should, not with traffic, still see that, people with headphones on, running with traffic, so scary. You are to run against traffic when there is no sidewalk. When you do that, many roads, most roads, are slightly slanted, and some are significantly slanted. So what does that mean? When you are running against traffic, and that road is slanted down, generally for drainage purposes and things like that, that means your left leg is constantly, with every foot strike, dropping a little bit lower than your right. What does that do? That can lead to a whole host of lower leg issues, not the least of which is IT band issues. Your IT band outside of your leg, upper thigh, runs from your, basically your hip down to your knee. And when you have an IT band issue, and many of you I'm sure have or are dealing with it now, it hurts. And it can present up at the hip, down at the knee, in the middle. This is why you foam roll it. But my point is this, when you are running on that same shoulder and that leg is dropping down every foot strike, over time, that is really going to wreak havoc on your lower body. So another reason to get off the road and go to a flatter area. So when you're on the grass, when you're on the sand, it's generally speaking going to be flatter than that curve to the road, the cant. Okay? So a huge reason to switch back and forth. And now you have three big ones. Decrease those impact forces, vary them at the very least. Unstable terrain, good for a whole host of reasons. And then avoiding that leg length discrepancy with every single foot strike. And some roads, again, are significantly slanted. And finally, and just as important as all these, mental. The mental break, the mental change it affords. When you run on unstable terrain, you got to think a little bit more, right? And you can take your mind off of the running itself, right? So often we want to disassociate. And I would argue this is a reason why trail running is so different and so just great, you know, for lack of a better term, just fun and great. And because you get to lose yourself, you kind of have to focus, you have to focus in a different way because there are rocks and roots and that unstable terrain that is constantly changing. You have to be more in the moment. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm searching for. I don't know about you, the flow state that I am getting more and more in my runs, in my workouts. So the mental component of changing your terrain, getting off the road periodically onto the grass, the sand, the kind of rocky part. It's flatter. It's more challenging, both physically and mentally, in a good way. And there you have it. That's enough. Coming up on 10 minutes, perfect amount of time for this fit tip. If you're out there, and I'll throw it in now at the end one more time, walking or running, how many times do I bring up the concept of variation? In just about everything. For good reason. For great reason. It doesn't matter how healthy is that thing you do or consume. If that's all you do or consume, it becomes less healthy and less good, and over time will lead to problems. So, yet another reason why, personally, I have been able to be injury-free is taking all of these things, all of these tips that I give you, and doing them periodically. So, hopefully you have that option. And if not, there'll be other tips. But if you're someone who's out there logging miles on the road, walking, running, when and if you can, mix it up. Get off that road, get on that grass, get on that dirt track. You'll be healthier and happier if you do. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not yet rated the show, please do so. And please subscribe as well. Tom H. Fit is my Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. You can reach out to me through there. And I love to hear from you. I have another listener mailbag show coming up from all the great questions you have asked me. And every single one gets answered. And fitnessdisrupted.com is my website as well. Once again, I love my job. I've been doing it forever, and I will be doing it forever. And my goal is to give you the best information so you can live your best life. I will do the heavy lifting of the studies and the work of looking at the latest research, and I'll distill it down for you, and then you're going to figure out what you can use, what you want to use, so you can achieve your best life. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.